A second scenario. The first one is if you find the buyer employed, we're employed by you, we only earn 1%, which is fair. However, 2.25, if you list your property with us, we accomplish the sale, close the property, but our listing agent, specifically the listing agent, finds the buyer, is representing the seller, assists the buyer, right? If that's the scenario, the brokerage fee is no longer 1%, it's 2.25. Most companies, if you list them with them, in their commission is 5, 6, or 7%. And they find the buyer. They're not waiving the list. They're not waiving part of the brokerage fee. If the commission's 6%, they're going to earn 6%. So, you know, if the commission's 18 grand, because they get both ends, the buyer side, the seller side, you got to pay both ends. Here, it's not. We're not going to take the full 3.7, which is the maximum fee we have, and we're reducing it to 2.25. Now, this part's really important. If you're selling your house by owner, and we've met you that way, and we said to you our brokerage fee is generally 2.25, depends on the price point, but generally it's 2.25%, and we met you, and if we don't have a match right away, oftentimes down the road, you know, it's not that day, you know, we could get we call them rabbits, people that are moving fast, sense of urgency, are rabbits, local people are turtles, but because they take 2 years sometimes. But if we have a match of a buying owner, we ask for 2.25, any kind of private sale, we ask for 2.25. We take care of everything, both sides in the transaction. I mean, everything. And so if we have the buyer for your property, it's 2.25, and generally our commission is 3.7 total. But if we find the purchaser, we're to reduce it to 2.25. There's no other fees that we are charging. And a lot of realtors, again, say they can't make money doing that. Well, we're doing well, expanding to multiple cities, going across the country with Fox Financial Realty and Relocation. And it's up. They just don't want fees going in this direction. And they're trying to get paid for their marketing efforts to pick up buyers to show other properties to, because the truth of a lot of the marketing that our industry does, it's self-promotion masked as seller promotion. Why does somebody need 6%? Why do they need 3% on the listing side if the market's really hot? Because they're marketing themselves to find more buyers to show other houses to. And your house is absolutely, this is the industry, been doing this since 85. You know, you use the seller's house to pick up buyers who call off the sign. They're called spin-off buyers. You use the internet to pick up buyers that are buying, they're turtles, are buying 6 months from now or whenever the case, plus they have a house to sell. Most of the marketing that real estate companies spend money on is self-promotion masked as seller promotion. So if we have a buyer while your home is listed with us, we're 2.25. If we have a buyer and you're off market, I encourage you to go to the standbynetwork.com. Standbynetwork.com is the type of homeowner who has not listed their property, moving to a retirement community. A couple is moving to a retirement community. They have their last house they're going to sell, but they don't want to list it. We often have a buyer while they're off market. Same thing with people building. It could take 4 months, 6 months, 8 months or so to build a home. So people know they're going to sell, but they haven't listed it yet. Oftentimes, we're finding those through networking with the builders or retirement communities. We're finding people that have a property to sell before they do, but they're coming, and they're going to sell in the future. In addition, investors who flip properties, they buy wholesale, they make the properties really nice, great kitchens and baths. Oftentimes we bring to our buyers those properties before they hit the market, and our fee again is just 2.25 that the seller pays. And so we have multiple streams, including the buying owner, the expired listing that a brand had, they didn't sell it after 6 months, it happened a year or two before. our staff, we're contacting off-market sellers and saying, don't list your property. Retirement community people, don't list. By owner, oftentimes don't list. You know, whatever it is, don't list. Because we hope through Excelsior Buyer Services and Relocation that we have a buyer, our broker's fee is 2.25%. But if for some reason you want to move forward and list with us, that's only the fee. The fee won't go over 2.25% if our listing agent procures the buyer. Well, thank you for listening. We have just another scenario to share with you.